I'd like to think that one soul equals about 50 doubloons.
Dick jokes on the horizon.
Dick jokes. They will come in the morning.
The Jamaicans are coming. That's your cue, Johnny.
Oh, hey, man.
This is just unbelievable.
Hello, internet people. Whoa, I am extremely loud. Or maybe I'm not. I don't know. Tell me. Somebody call in and let me know how the levels are. I don't know. I don't listen to the playback of these things. Should I? Should I listen to every episode of my own podcast? I don't know. It depends on whether I like the sound of my own voice. I do. Yeah, I do. If I didn't, why would I have a podcast in the first place? Welcome to The Unbelievables. Johnny's laughing at me already. I am Mike Calhoun. I am your host. Alongside my trusty sidekick, Johnny Trowbridge. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing, Johnny?
I'm pretty sure you would do a podcast if it was all you doing different voices.
Oh my God, absolutely. I would totally do that. Where it's just me talking to myself.
Interviewing yourself.
About me. Yeah, yeah, I would do that.
All Mike all the time. That's the name.
All Mike all the time. The name of the... You know what? That's going to be our next podcast venture. Yeah. And by us.
I mean, just you.
It'll be me. Okay. Welcome. We are joined today by two touring comics. We have Rara Immler. Is that correct? The way that
that's correct.
That is correct. Yeah. And nice. Brian Bargainer. Is that correct? No, nope.
That's not correct.
No, no. It looks like a French name. Bargainier.
That's closer.
Okay, cool. Bargainier. Hello.
It's just Bargainier. It's been Americanized.
Bargainier.
Oh, I like that.
Like a lavalier.
In French, it's Bargainier, though.
Bargainier.
Bonjour.
But they're just going to think it's a character you're doing anyway, so.
Yeah, there we go. It's go my new it. Character. I'm doing both Mike Bargainier. And Brian Bargainier today. Brian and Rara are on tour currently together. I originally made the mistake of thinking they were both from Connecticut, but I am mistaken. It is Brian from Connecticut and Rara's from Florida. How did that come to be, though, that you guys are on tour together? Welcome, by the way.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. Just the road, man. Yeah. The road unites us.
It brings us together as comics.
I did a show in Gainesville, like, how long ago was it?
Like, over...
Almost two years ago. I think it was 2 years ago.
Gainesville, and that is in
Florida.
Gainesville, Florida.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Florida.
It's in north central Florida. Okay. So it's pretty, it's super swampy.
Is it north of Orlando?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's where
like
I used to live.
North, yeah. Okay. So how do you know?
And you don't know where Gainesville is?
You know where Gainesville is?
Let me tell you my brief 1.5 year in Florida. I went there.
Got it. All right, perfect.
I went there. No, if I would have gotten to a much sunnier area if I had a coke problem and lived on the beach in the sand.
In the sand.
Yeah, absolutely. I would have built a sand home, dug myself up. Is that what people do down there? I don't know. How do the homeless
people
survive?
Well, you know, it gets really hot, so yeah. we just cover ourselves with sand in the summer.
You were a member of the homeless community down in...
I would say home liberated.
Yeah,
is a more PC term.
All right, we'll go with that. Home liberated from here on. I'm going to write that down. I'm writing that down.
Yeah, write that down. keep that. Save that.
He's totally writing it down. He's writing it down right now.
Wow. Thank you.
Stop
thank
writing
you. Thank
so
you for
well.
Letting me know, or letting the audience know. But my brief experience with Florida was I lived there, went to school for a year, and then got out immediately. I didn't see anything.
Did you go to school? Full Sail?
Different. It's similar. It's called the Dave School. If you've been
sounds
there,
you could legit.
Probably see
my
there.
My friend's a teacher at Full Sail. That's the reason why I asked.
But the studio was in the back lot of Universal, like the amusement park.
Nice.
And I was so occupied with school that I didn't even go to the amusement park, and we were allowed to just go free roam. So I know nothing about Florida. I don't know where Gainesville is. That's my story of how I don't know where that
do you
place
know where,
is.
Do you know where Tallahassee is?
It's on the nub. It's north.
It is
right?
on the
it's
nub.
In the taint.
It's on the nub.
In the taint.
Is that what that? Oh yeah.
Mm. I'm sorry. That's Pensacola. Pensacola is technically the taint of Florida.
Is Pensacola on the very where the Rockets are? Right.
What?
I'm really promoting Florida. It's best.
We haven't even got to Brian. You know what? Let's just not talk about Brian.
That's fine. I'm okay with that.
Well, I'm doing his voice anyway, so it doesn't matter. I'm doing the character of Brian, so it'll be less of a workload on me. But what are the states that Florida is touching? Georgia, of course. Georgia. Alabama, a little bit, right?
Alabama, Mississippi.
I think Alabama. And Mississippi? I don't actually know because I, too, am terrible at geography. Alabama.
So you are questioning my inability to
But I know where I am within the state in relation to Georgia.
It's Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for knowing these things.
What?
Does it touch Mississippi?
Yeah, that's what the little, you know, Mississippi looks like. It's got the little nubbin on the end.
Well,
that's
I know.
Yeah, totally. We know that.
I've done like that stretch Rara where knows. You could do shows. You could do Tallahassee, Pensacola, then Mobile, Alabama, and then like Ocean Springs, Mississippi, Louisiana, all that shit.
It does touch it. So you
welcome to the geography podcast.
Yeah. All right. Now we're going to be naming all the countries in Europe.
Yeah.
starting with Bosnia Herzegovina.
The most important one, East Germany.
Wow.
Wow, that got weird.
I'm going to go with Prussia.
We're going to go with Prussia?
Prussia's great. Prussia's great.
What was the...
The Holy Roman Empire.
Yeah, the Holy Roman... The Ottoman Empire.
There we go.
Don't forget the Vatican, guys.
The Vatican.
Vatican City. The most that
is,
important.
That Vatican is, City, technically its own country.
It is a technically its own country, so that was the correct answer.
Yeah.
I think they have their own judicial system over there, and they're having problems trying to prosecute people because the...
What could they possibly be getting prosecuted for out there?
Parking tickets.
Yeah, probably parking tickets. I
really minor infractions.
Yeah, they have their own like police force, like detective force.
They do?
Yeah, they do. Because they're their terrifying. Own country. Like
you say
they have to...
minor infractions?
Very minor infractions.
Yeah, emphasis on minor.
Oh!
Good one, Mike, because I'm doing his voice.
Okay.
I'll take credit for all the jokes.
Take credit for everything.
Moving on to Brian. Brian is from... Connecticut,
yep.
Which I confused both of you from being from Connecticut. Oh, what part of... All right, first of all, I have a question. Is Connecticut the state that has the town of Sandwich, or is that Massachusetts? There is... I do know that it's one of the two.
I think it's Massachusetts.
I know someone from Sandwich, either Connecticut or Massachusetts, and I didn't believe that that was a place.
Man, I don't know.
What is the capital?
There's towns in Connecticut even I find out that I'm not...
What is the capital of Connecticut?
Hartford.
Oh, yeah.
Hartford. That's where I live. So.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
That's awesome. The capital.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a good capital.
No.
Yeah.
Why is it not a good capital?
I think it's like the poorest and like out of
all. Oh, my
God. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Jesus. Jeez. Is it a pretty metropolitan area, though?
Nah.
Oh.
No. It's kind of just like shitty.
Oh, really?
A lot of office buildings. It's like they call it America's filing cabinet.
Oh, geez.
Oh my God.
It's like all the insurance companies have offices there.
So the high rises are high rises, but they're boring?
Yeah, it's just cubicles.
Oh, that's really boring.
It's just all cubicles.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
I'm
no
not
fun.
Even joking. Like,
it's like the town in The Matrix.
The city where it's quote unquote the city.
Also that's actually Hartford.
Yeah, and it's like, and then it's like poverty, like outside of that.
So, oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
It's cool though. It's nice.
Do you live? Well, it's peaceful, I guess. It'd be like one of those empty cities in China, you know, where they build all those, what are they? There's like metropolitan but high rise apartment areas that are completely empty.
No, they did that in North Korea too.
Did they?
To make it look like they had that was really funny.
Terrifying.
Oh.
Do you live in like the main city limits where you can just walk everywhere? If there's anywhere to walk
it's
to.
Hartford's not really that kind of city. It's not that big, but they have this thing called the Fast Track. It's like a series of like shuttle buses.
Oh, cool.
That's recent, though. Other than that, it's just drive or walk.
So the shuttle buses haven't had an epidemic of bed bugs yet? Like the Chicago train lines?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's
a
new
probably,
thing.
Probably, but you're on the bus. Who gives a shit?
Then you just deal with it.
No one cares about people on buses' problems.
That's the least of your problems riding the bus, trust us.
Bringing it back to Florida, when I lived there, I would see people standing in the goddamn rain. Because you know how it is in Florida. It would just rain for 5 minutes like a like a goddamn monsoon. And then it'll end immediately. But it would be so bad. And the bus stops that I in the town that I lived in didn't have any coverings. They were just benches. And, you know, these are like people, like, they look like they're going to the hospital to be a nurse. And they're standing in the goddamn rain. I'm like, this is a pretty rich town.
That's Florida. We love our working poor so much.
I was furious. I actually, like a fucking 45-year-old woman, I wrote an email to whoever the governing body was of the city. I was just like, why can't we have at least coverings for the bus stops? Wait, there's a ton of people that use these.
Did you get
a
message back?
No,
every
course
time
not.
I write Rick Scott's office, I get
everyone,
an automated message.
Rick
Scott. I write him a lot, actually.
Hates Rick Scott. Everyone hates Rick Scott.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I just like it how.
He's all right.
You can.
I like him.
Yeah. Everyone's like, just write to your congressman, write to the governor. And it's like, yeah, because they read those personally, right? It's not just some intern that just like wants to kill himself.
Yeah. Rick Scott, my very first stand-up set I wrote about Rick Scott getting verbally attacked by that lady in Starbucks.
Oh, that was hilarious.
That lady is in Gainesville. That's in Gainesville.
That was in Gainesville?
Yeah. I actually did a fundraiser for, like, a women's clinic in Gainesville, and she was the keynote speaker.
Oh, she was an actual.
This was like a couple of months ago. Okay, yeah. And she was cool as shit. Like,
oh yeah, she seemed awesome. She was doing
like
exactly.
She's like a total like activist lady that's been doing it for like 20 years.
And oh,
nice. I got to meet her and like introduce her.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome.
Coincidentally, yeah.
Well, was she kind of well known before that video?
Yeah, she's like a in the area. It's like people knew her, but it's like everyone that she's like hometown hero now.
Oh, okay,
like, she never has to pay for coffee ever again, probably.
Yeah,
when probably. I wrote that bit, I performed it for all Ohio audience. Nobody gave a shit because when I had to describe Rick Scott, they just didn't care.
He's a bald white guy.
Yeah, I said he looked like Voldemort, or he looked like a skeleton fucked Voldemort. But he led an ad campaign against her like she was his political opponent. What an insane person.
He's like taxpayer money or something from his super PAC.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, surely this is the best use of your time.
Why
does he get voted out? I don't understand that.
Well,
He's on his last.
I wasn't able.
Terms. That's there's no way he's going to ever get reelected to any office. Yeah,
right. I was hoping I'd be able to vote when I was living down there, but I didn't register in time because I'd moved down there in like October or something like that. We're here with Brian and Rara, and I'm not going to try and say your last names again. Imler and Bargenier.
Bargenier.
They are on tour. You guys, how many stops have you made so far? Or, Rara, did you join mid-tour?
No, I joined right at the beginning.
Okay.
And, I flew up into Connecticut, and then our first gig was in Dangerfield in New York, which was really cool.
It's a cool city, city name.
Yeah, it was in Manhattan.
No,
so it was pretty cool.
The comedy club Dangerfield.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought the city was called Dangerfield.
I was you really don't know what America looks like.
No, no. I was is there also a town somewhere called Danger Zone?
It's right next to Pryorville and Hickstown.
It's only occupied by the. Oh, man, now I can't remember the name of the singer that does Danger Zone.
Kenny Rogers.
There you go. It's only occupied by Kenny Rogers.
That'd be a great time.
Wouldn't it?
Do you guys like Manhattan? I really like Manhattan when I went, but I've only been there once, I think.
I saw a couple pictures that you had posted of Manhattan, and
it's
always gorgeous there.
We got pretty wrecked, to say the least.
Said you got pretty erect. I was like, well, that's impressive.
Yeah, we got wrecked on the internet.
I did that.
Brian?
Yeah. No, Manhattan was really fun. I think, Brian, you've been up there like many, many, many times.
Yeah, yeah.
You got close proximity.
Yeah, it's not far. And then we did two Connecticut shows, and then we did Altoona, Pennsylvania yesterday, and now we're here.
Awesome. Nice.
Doing your show, that's it.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate it.
We really all you need to go to Ohio for.
Everyone comes to Ohio so they can get onto a bus, drive out to the coast, get on our sub, and then we submerge, and then we record.
Beautiful weather you're having down here, by the way.
It's very weather controlled.
Don't look at all the dead fish.
It's always beautiful.
It gets a little stuffy sometimes. Are you guys familiar with the inside of any sort of sea craft?
Yeah, well, I mean, we make all the nuclear subs in Groton, Connecticut,
Oh, really?
So you personally work
You're
on
welcome.
Them?
You're welcome. Yeah, me personally.
Well, thank you. Well, we stole ours. We didn't buy it.
But thank you.
We commandeered
it. Nonetheless,
yeah, thank you nonetheless.
They're building them, and I just tell dick jokes, and then they tell me
Okay. Oh. So you're, like, outside, no microphone, just standing there entertaining the workers.
No, but, yeah, that's, like, the one thing, like, Groton, Connecticut has going for it is they make nuclear subs.
That's
pretty sweet.
Amazing.
What's that?
Go ahead.
No, please go ahead.
I was just going to say that's where our headquarters is, but.
Yeah, just don't reveal
that. I'm not going to say it.
Undisclosed location.
We're going to have to cut that out. Sorry.
We're in Serbia right now.
We're in landlocked Serbia.
It's one of those land subs.
One of those land subs. Amphibious sub.
It's got wheels like a centipede. It rolls around like a rover.
Wheels like a centipede?
Every time. Yeah, like I'm setting the wheels are set up like a centipede.
They come
legs.
Out and then like.
No, we heard what you said. It just doesn't make sense.
It's like got some legs. League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, what a great movie.
Classic.
If only it was. At all great.
No, I loved it. It was so
you
good.
Did
it was
like
extraordinary,
it.
Actually.
It was extraordinary. Thank you.
We're going to have to launch Brian out of one of the torpedo tubes for that one. You are going to be doing the show that we like to plug on here very frequently, the Water Street Tavern, tomorrow. As of this recording tomorrow, as of this release, a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
October 3rd.
Well, the show was great.
The show went so well. We were happy to have you.
Yeah. They killed someone. This podcast
is like a Tarantino movie. Like, it goes in other time frames.
Or, it was Memento. That's what this is. This is the Memento podcast.
Look at your arm.
Some people record podcasts months ahead of time. And
they
that's
do?
Insane. Why? Because, I don't know. Well, they're like actual professional comics that have a very busy schedule.
Don't sell yourself short, guys. You guys
Thank
are great.
You. Aww. I might have you guys more often just so you can just...
Come on back to Ohio. Middle of
you guys
going to
fly me out here?
All right.
We'll fly you out helicopter out to the middle
Akron.
Of the ocean.
Akron.
The okay. Akron area. We know so many people from Ohio. It's so great weird. To have people from not Ohio here. We don't know why we concentrate on that area.
Lake Erie's nice in the way that it is not nice.
Not in any way. The show at Water Street is run and booked by Anthony Savat.
That real big piece of shit.
That's
Why
how
would
I
you
describe
say
him.
Such a thing, Brian?
Because he would laugh if he heard
That's true. I'm going to direct him to this episode, even though he told me that he never listens to podcasts.
He's like, I'm never going to listen to them.
Yeah, he's the one episode. That told me to do this podcast.
Yep. Well, let's hope you don't regret it. Uh-oh, silence.
Yeah. Knock on wood.
But how did you... meet Anthony. I'm pointing at Brian for the audience, so I'm going to make him answer.
Do you know Jorge?
I do know Jorge.
Okay, so one time, this was years ago at this point, I was doing a show in Cleveland at Now That's Class.
Mm-hmm.
You know that place?
Yeah, I've never been there, but I terrible things I've heard.
Fucking shithole.
There you go.
And
that's exactly what I was expecting.
So, but the show was fun, and he was just there, like hammered.
Jorge was.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm a comic. And I'm like, yep. He just was some drunk guy. And I was like, oh, sure, dude. But, like, we ended up shooting the shit, and he was really nice. And I'd been touring with another comedian, Jerry Morgan, like, pretty frequently.
Okay.
So this is, like, yeah, like, 2013 maybe.
Right.
And he's like, we have a pretty good scene in Kent.
For the listener, that's 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Just one.
Yeah. He's like, we have a pretty good scene in Kent. You should come up. And I was like, okay, Kent, Ohio? Like, what's that? Like, I only know the shit, like, from, like, Nixon, you know what I mean? Like, that's all I know about it.
Right.
So, whatever, later, I ended up actually getting in touch with them, because I was like, we had an off date, and it was, like, in that area. So, he directed me to Savat, who was doing the shows at Stone Tavern.
Correct.
Which just recently got shut down.
Yeah.
And then we went and did Stone Tavern, and it was fucking awesome. And then I just did a bunch of shows there.
I was lucky enough to do... one Stone Tavern show right when I got started, and then I went to a few, and then the place was shut down. It's sad that it was gone, but this Water Street gig is very nice. It's nice to gather in.
I've been there. Like, I've been drunk there, but I haven't done comedy there before.
Yeah, I hadn't either. I'd rarely gone into that bar for fun because it was regarded by the locals as the Broman Empire.
It kind of gives off that vibe.
I can see it.
Yeah, and... So I kind of avoided it for that reason. But it's great.
It's in the downstairs room, right?
Yeah, and if the weather is nice, we do on the rooftop.
That's really nice.
Which is fantastic.
Oh, that'd
rooftop.
Be fun.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
If the weather's like it was today, we might actually do a rooftop show. We'll talk to Savat.
Oh, it was nice here. So it rained like the whole way here. So.
Oh. It was nice here.
Well, in the afternoon it was.
Nice
Ohio
for you guys.
Is known as being terrible in terms of
At
weather.
All times, yeah. Well,
that's what I
area.
Always tell people. Like, you're going to Ohio. It's really shitty.
Thanks. We, like, are well represented.
Things are devolving quickly. So you met Savat. You did the show, the Stone Tavern show.
I liked it a lot. Like, it went really well. And then they were like, we record DVDs out here. Like, every night.
Yeah.
And so I went back, like, I don't know, 6 months later, and then I recorded my DVD there. And since then, I've done show. I did a cut like after that. I did like maybe like 3-4 shows at Stone Tavern.
Gotcha,
nice.
And I did it like right before, like the week before it closed down. Like I went up and did it for that.
Nice.
And then,
well, thanks for making the trip out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then he said, "Well, I went with Savat actually to Water Street, and he was like, this is where I'm going to start doing the show. Like, what do you think?'" And then we got drunk there, and I was like, I like it.
And then, this is a good idea.
Yeah, and this then, is a great place. And then he was, like, been trying to get me to come up and, like, do the show, and then we had this tour in the works, so I was like,
nice.
What about this date? And here we are.
Nice. Was this tour a lot of work to put together? I have never gone on a tour. I've gone out of state to do some shows, but that's just a one-and-done, drive there,
They've
drive
back. They've
gotten
easier. It gets easier over time because a lot of it is, like, you don't know. Like, people always ask, like, how do you do it? It's like, well, how do you get shows where you are?
True.
Oh, I messaged the person. Yeah, just do that, but in Ohio.
In a different state.
Yeah, and, like,
I guess that's pretty straightforward.
Do some research. See, like, oh, we're going to be in a... fucking Indiana on a Wednesday. Who books a Wednesday? And then it goes from there. And then after trial and error, because I've been doing this for a little while now, so like...
How long, exactly, in days?
Touring?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like, probably like 4 or 5 years.
4 or 5 years in days.
So it's like...
Hand him the calculator.
One day, ironically.
confusing.
12 minutes. But so like now it's just like, okay, if we're going through here, I know this person, this person, this person, and then I can just set it up quickly, like... and stuff, or, you know, you have a network of people now, so you can ask somebody. Because a lot of it's trial and error. You're like, go to this one place, and you're like, wow, that was horrible. I'll never come back here. But now I know.
That's true.
I was told straight out the gate that the most important thing was networking, which is obvious. It's the obvious thing. Just making friends that are from different places, so you can contact, and they can tell you deets about shows in the area, all that stuff.
Where are you going after this? After you leave this wonderful land.
Ken's tomorrow, and then it's Danville, Illinois.
Yeah, Illinois.
Oh, you're skipping Indiana.
Illinois.
Yeah, it's literally right on the border. Yeah.
Oh,
but
need to go to Indiana.
I was just in Indiana, so that's why. Because that's the other thing, too, is I like to wait before I go back places because I want to have new jokes.
Yeah.
That works.
Like, that's I was just in Philly, philosophy. And my friend was like, let's go back to Philly. It was like 3 months ago, and I was like, no.
You just hate Philly. I understand.
That's really what it is.
I had a wild time in Philly.
Oh, okay, right.
Tell us all about it. Rara, were you part of that Philly show?
No, this is like my first time even in this area. Like, I've been to New York. I went to New York in June, but I've never been to any. And all the states on the tour right now are places I've never been before, like states I've never
really?
Been.
Really? Well, that's even better. It's more exciting.
Yeah, it's like my on the road, I guess. But awesome. Like way drunker and like probably more stoned, I guess. I don't know.
What did you think of Pennsylvania?
Oh, it's pretty, but it was just very disturbing. Just the amount of Trump support was kind of crazy. But everyone there was, we did that show in Altoona last night, and everyone was just really nice. Like, everyone was really cool.
It's deceiving, I know.
Was it like a Southern hospitality sort of feel? And then, like, if you cross them, then you've gone into dangerous territory.
I think they were just looking at us like we were kind of like aliens because undersell us, but we look kind of weird.
we're not from around here.
We're not from around these parts. That's right. And it was just like, I think it was just like, oh, this is different. You know, I don't think I think they wanted like club comics and they got us doing like fart and pussy jokes and like.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, what could they expect from a club comic? Same thing.
That's true, guess, yeah. But, it's Pennsylvania's really pretty. It was, like, so misty everywhere. I felt like I was in Lord of the Rings when we were driving through the mountains. That was pretty cool.
It's super podunk.
Yeah, but it's like, really country, like, to it the is. Point of... We were looking for a gas station. We didn't see one for, like, three towns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like the sort of thing you run it. Well, I've run into that in Florida as well, just driving... Like, in between a metropolitan area and the beach is just swampy, who knows, sometimes dirt roads. And I was terrified at times. I was just like, where am I even going? I just need to stop and get gas.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
The possibility of running over a gator is also extremely real.
It's
totally
not
real.
It's not exaggerated. It's not like think, oh, I mean, like, people said to look out for the gators in the parking lot. And like, oh, that's just,
that's
you know.
True.
I was like, really? That is 100% true. Because I would mention that and people would be like, that's not believable.
They're like rats down there, right?
They are.
Yeah,
really?
They're just.
Side of the highway.
Well, they're more like feral cats. Like
that'd be funny if they made that same noise though. You saw a gator just like
got up on its hind legs.
Like, oh, I don't really want to pet you.
I don't think I'd be able to take it seriously. I'd definitely get closer to a gator.
Gators.
Yeah, well, people do stupid shit all the time. Like, they'll go to the prairie and be like, I'm just gonna fuck with this little gator, and it's like,
they're
fuck
a gator?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna fuck with its heart.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell it I love
take it
and
out to
walk
dinner,
away.
Leave it.
I'm going to walk it, take it out to a nice lobster dinner, and then never call it again.
Never call it again.
Wow, yeah. Don't fuck with gators, man.
Absolutely
don't,
not.
Don't fuck with gators when you're down there. Just mind your own Please business. Don't. You'll be fine.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Brian, Rara, and the Unbelievables after this. Hey guys, this week's episode is brought to you by going to the website and donating with our big old donate button. Yep, the website is www.theuboat.com, where you can get all of our episodes and extra content. I'm going to continue this in a question format, where you can just give to the show so we can afford better equipment and provide for you? Endless entertainment? Yes, that's where you go, and that's where you donate. So just head on over to the website now, and you won't be disappointed. And if you are, it's not my fault. Well, it's partly my fault. I take responsibility. You got me. Thanks a lot for pointing out my flaws. I appreciate it. That's why I have you around, Linda. Oh, everyone knows this intro. You guys can't see, but I'm watching the music video over here, too, which is great.
I don't even need it. I know what happens. He goes to Miami.
Spoiler.
Such a
unique music video.
The thing with this song is you have to remember the time it came out. Like, you can't just listen to it now.
What year? Yeah. It says,
oh, God.
96. I'm betting you anything.
This is a great music video for 96. I'm telling you.
It really
you.
Is. I like it.
This is fabulous.
I'd say 99.
I remember I was like 7 when this came out or something.
I'm going to say 99.
99? That's too late.
Is it pre or post Matrix? That's how I measure everything.
It's, it's true, pre-Matrix.
Pre-Matrix?
It's
pre-Matrix? Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
It's when Will Smith was still like really colorful and like vibrant.
How dare you? Oh, I understand. His wardrobe.
Yeah, hey.
Pre-After
I said colorful and vibrant, damn it.
That's Brian's favorite song.
Yeah. Brian, it was in fourth grade,
He's
anyway.
Twittering about it right now. He's
no,
saying, hey,
I'm looking up when it came out.
Jamming to my fave song, hashtag blessed, hashtag new
hashtag
fanny packs.
Welcome to Miami, bitch.
Welcome to
I just typed in, what year did Will Smith Miami come out?
And?
Do you type in all of your Google searches as questions with proper punctuation?
1997, wow.
See, it was close.
Pre-Matrix. Hey, Raru was right.
I don't even remember.
You were five.
I was five.
I would have been six.
So I was a little late to the times with that fourth grade yearbook.
Yeah, you're like 2 years older than me. Yeah. Is that your favorite song when you're like 10?
Yeah,
holy
you know.
Shit, dude.
Fourth grade yearbook. Fill it in, man.
You were really cool.
I was the first hipster.
Yeah, you're
I liked Will Smith years ago.
Brian. All right, write it down, everyone. Brian's for the first,
you're the
very
coolest
first hipster.
One, okay.
First hipster in Connecticut.
I was
maybe.
Patient zero.
Patient zero.
This is where the epidemic began.
My mustache started twisting up, and I was like, what's happening?
Help me!
I can only embrace it.
I look like a bare-knuckle boxer. I don't understand.
So where did you get the opportunity to write that was your favorite song?
Oh, it was in my elementary school did a yearbook, and my fourth grade quote was, well, my favorite song was Will Smith Miami.
Yeah.
Obviously.
As we just showed.
If I did a yearbook right now, it would still be the same song.
Yeah, it's going to be a class of, I don't know what you're graduating from. Yeah. Not killing yourself. That would be mine.
Did you ever have those questions?
Brian took slight offense to that.
Well, you did just tell me to kill myself.
No, I'm just saying you should. I'm saying you should be happy you haven't.
Yet.
Yet.
True. Cheers, what were you saying, Johnny?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember now.
So you chose to be your fourth grade quote to be, oh, by the way, my favorite song, Miami.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. When you had your senior thing, when you're leaving, what was your, like, quote thing?
I did not have one.
You didn't have
I
one?
I abstained.
I didn't get photographed.
One? I got my GED, so, yeah, that didn't happen for me.
Dang it.
I was in the not photographed section because we had to wait in this big line to get our senior pictures taken, and then someone's like, yo, fuck this, let's like just go smoke weed, and then I just left school.
That is the greatest idea.
You graduated?
My high school was so... I was fucking high honors for most of the high school.
I know a guy that graduated with a 1.62 GPA, so it's possible.
Nice. Yeah.
It is possible.
He did it. He made it through.
He did. That's Stevie James. Stevie James, friend of the show. Oh, Stevie.
I don't feel so bad about having a GED now. I really don't.
You really shouldn't. I mean, there's nothing significant about high school in any way.
No. I literally would have loved that senior quote. Because I probably would have, like, quoted Wu-Tang or something.
There you go.
Something really cool.
I think I quoted...
That's a new thing, though. That's, like, it's a more recent thing where you get to have a quote underneath your picture.
Right.
And that's where people all keep coming up with these clever things, like, I'm going to be internet famous someday if I'm Asian and I make some
like what kind of remember that kid, he was always known for saying I'm going to be internet famous one day.
No, I'm saying
he's always saying that.
Remember that kid,
classic Richard, like.
No one remembers so internet that
classic
kid,
dick.
You know who I do remember from high school? The kid that got punched in the stomach so hard he shit his pants everywhere.
Oh my
that kid
god.
I remember.
Wait, you went to school with Harry Houdini?
Yeah. Oh, that's
yeah.
True.
He wishes he died after that.
Too soon.
No, it was like a fight in the hallway and like got in someone's face and this dude punched him so hard in the stomach right then and there. Oof. In front of everyone, just shit everywhere.
God, what? Poor guy. Okay.
Did he like splatter?
Dude, his asshole exploded.
No! Oh my god, that's awful.
That's poor guy.
Dude, that dude punched him so fucking hard though. Like,
did he not go
back
to school?
That dude went on to be Steve Jobs. So yeah. He's got some assholes.
Was that the beginning of the year or the end of the year?
I don't remember. I think he was a junior and I was a senior.
Oh my god.
He was never not that kid, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. I was gonna ask.
I feel bad for him.
Have a better life.
Asshole. Yeah.
Well, no, it was his fault. He got hit.
Was it? I was just about to ask.
He's like, being a dick to this dude.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, okay. I hate to be this guy, but did he deserve it?
All right. Well, if he's a bully, then I have no sympathy. And wherever you're at, fuck you, dude.
I hope you shit your pants regularly. Yeah. Was it Anthony Savat who shits his pants as an adult?
Anthony
four
doesn't
times?
Need to get punched in the stomach to shit his pants.
No, good point. That is self provoked.
Oh, you're talking about his joke.
Oh, he's got
did you shit your pants again?
He's done it on 5 occasions now.
What?
It keeps growing.
Yeah, he's
like,
really...
Every time he does that joke, he has to add a digit.
Oh, man.
It's just insane.
Yeah, he needs to have a better butt.
You need a better butt,
Anthony,
sir.
When you don't listen to this, you need a better butt.
Well, as a doctor. Your old asshole for
as a doctor, you need a better butt.
All right, well, welcome back to The Unbelievables. I know I didn't plug the show again when we came back, but I am Mike Calhoun, joined by, of course, my co-host, Johnny Trowbridge.
What?
and our guests today, Brian and Rara, on the tour of the Northeastern Ohio, or the Northeastern of the United of States.
All is Ohio.
Well, now they're going to the Mideast because we're talking about Illinois and how you guys are headed to a town that you had never even
Dansbury
heard of.
Or Danville. Yeah.
Danville.
When you know you're in like a nowhere area where the towns are just people's names.
Yeah, I was going to say, you get in there and ask for Dan.
That's like if someone named a school after them.
It's Steve, like,
right?
Dan Elementary School.
Oh, like, God.
Steve Town.
Welcome to Steve Town.
Go to Steve Town.
I'm going to start Steve that town.
I'm going to head over to Steve Mart and get some Steve berries.
Steve berries. Steve berries.
Yeah, it's a type of cereal.
Oh.
It's only in Steve Town.
How is it? Wouldn't recommend it.
But it's the only cereal we have here in Steve Town, so we just have to deal with it.
You're in Austin Town. That's kind of like that. Austin.
It is. Maybe that's what's
going
on here.
I was
going
to say, don't tell people where we're staying. Please
don't tell us.
What?
We don't want them to be tracked down.
Yeah.
It was a long helicopter ride to get there from Austin Town all the way out to the sub.
Yeah,
that's true.
Was it, you guys fall asleep on the way?
No, your guys' helicopters are like tricked out. So
yeah.
Just like
all gold.
I was gonna say that.
Yeah, we trumped out our helicopters.
We just drank Moet and like smoked mad blunts made of gold flakes. So.
Hell yeah,
it was
sweet
expensive,
helipad, bro.
Yeah, we've got the pilot and then we've got the blunt roller on the helicopter.
Oh, yeah,
just
yeah.
For you guys.
Do you guys use the same guy as like.
Yeah, the
like,
same guy who flies it is also
no. We can't use the same guy because he's kind of like a flight attendant where
it's
they
union.
Get off at different stops and then we get a new blunt roller on.
Nice. I pictured
it's
more like a guy
jobs,
steering
though.
A helicopter with his leg while rolling a blunt like shittily.
Hold on, I'm
you're
just
like,
gonna need this.
You're like, you want me to do that? He's like, I got it.
You guys
like,
good?
It's what he gets
I'm
paid
a professional.
For.
But he keeps insisting that you guys buckle in and put on your headphones.
Guys,
keep the headphones on so we can talk.
Also, you guys look out for helicopter cops because those are prevalent in this area.
You guys.
Oh, the fuzz is like another helicopter.
The sky fuzz.
But it's one of those old ones from like MASH. He's pedaling it.
Oh my god.
The sky fuzz. I really want that to be a thing in like the next Minority Report.
sky fuzz.
They're coming at us on those personal helicopter, like, jetpack things.
You're a oh, that'd be fantastic. I would laugh so hard if a cop came after me like that. Like, what are you doing, dude? It would be faster to walk.
But, like, it probably would be.
Just take a Segway. What is one of those hoverboards, bro?
What is the worst vehicle a cop could traverse
hoverboard
around?
I just said it.
Pogo stick.
Rollerblades.
Roller
skates.
Roller skates.
Roller skates.
Shitty skates.
That's how, well,
here
actually,
I come.
That's
you
how
know how fast
cops...
you were going?
Inline cop.
Apparently 7 miles an hour because you fucking caught me.
That's how all cops travel on Santa Clara or Santa Monica beach. It's all roller skates all
roller
the time.
Cops? Yeah.
That would be amazing.
That's so good.
Roller cops. Man, that.
How did he get away? He threw a bunch of pennies on the ground.
Oh, man. Their strips are just like actual strips of like cloth or something. Yeah. That's how they trip people.
Oh, no, he dropped a stick.
Dang it.
I can't jump.
We've been chasing this guy.
I haven't learned how to jump yet.
I can't jump in these shits.
Yeah, I'm only
36 years we've been chasing this guy.
I've been watching Brink like 36 times, man, and it's still not sticking. Fuck.
Snowshoes would be bad. But that's not really a mode of transportation.
Snowshoes? Like, that snow would shoes. Be. Is that a mode of transportation?
No, not really.
That's just
no.
Sled snowmobile, dogs. Though. Yeah, sled dogs.
Snowmobile
dog
would be team. Sweet.
Sled
that'd
dog cops.
Cool.
Sled cops.
No, you know what would be the worst? Hot air balloon.
I'll get him if I can direct this.
He's just throwing bags of sand going higher because he doesn't understand how hot air balloons work.
Yeah, he's just like going higher. I'm like, fuck, dude.
I've always wondered. I have a bit about hot air balloons, but I've always wondered, once they get rid of the sandbags to take off, like, do they just, all right, just stop pumping hot air into this,
oh, yeah.
And we'll just land whenever we land, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know how they
steer
it. You
have to be really good to steer a hot air balloon. Sounds awful.
I don't know how you would.
And terrifying.
I don't know
how you'd land it. I mean, you'd have to just wait for the air to run out.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like a parachute, I guess. You just wait for you to...
That's fucking lame. What if you're hungry now? Like,
just get up there and Google it.
Cut off the air of the drop.
It's like, I just need to go to Arby's like right now, dude. I'm so hungry.
If we have hot air balloon cops in the future, we better have hot air balloon pizza delivery.
Oh,
so
that's...
Yeah. That's hunger
a
thing.
Genius.
You're just like, yeah. Siri, how do I... land this hot air
Siri, how do I land a hot air balloon?
Drone cops.
How do I land
drone
a hot air balloon?
Let me have a look. Okay, I found this on the web for how do I land a hot air balloon.
What
there's a
say?
Lot of websites for this.
Maybe it's a lot of scrap. It's a forum. And every single forum just ends after 15 minutes because
yeah.
They're just, oh my God, we need to figure it out now.
Help, I'm on one right now.
Learning to judge the descent rate at the time to flare for a smooth landing is no easy task for the neophyte airplane pilot.
Oh, okay. God. I can't listen to another minute.
Oh, that's what they're calling them now?
Yeah. Right.
100% of those words I did not understand.
I got the neo part.
Incorrect. Yeah, the neophyte was when you lost me.
Yeah, I was like, oh, great.
Rara and Brian are currently on tour, as we've said before. I've noticed you guys have been using on the social medias the hashtag new fanny packs.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
the new fanny packs a comedy tour.
That's what. Okay, cool.
We're not like the old fanny packs. These guys are fucking hacks.
Yeah.
Right. Tell me about specifically these new fanny packs. Do you have physical fanny packs?
She
I
does.
Do.
Yeah.
You
She's
actually
do?
I
yeah.
custom made fanny packs made by small Chinese children, probably.
Preferably.
Oh.
But I got them from them, and then I customized them. And my friend Sylvia Arnold did a really cool illustration for us. Shout out to Sylvia.
No relation to Arnold Schwarzenegger, I hope.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
She's cool, and she did a really cool illustration for our tour. And so I've been selling stickers and fanny packs. I'm almost out, actually. I'm like almost sold out of fanny packs. So
that's
wow.
It's a unique thing. That's actually a great idea because. T-shirts, people can just walk by T-shirts and not think about it. Like,
yeah.
Who cares what it says on the front, if it's clever or not. But fanny packs, people are like, wait, fanny packs?
Yeah,
I might
mean,
actually
they're
get
just,
one of those.
They're super durable and useful, man. Like, I feel I'm a very big fan of fanny packs. If you want to join our fanny pack cults, or if you want to order one from me.
There you go.
Did I say that? I meant religion.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you want to, like, order one from me, they're pretty cool. I'm custom making a bunch of them, and I'm taking orders. And you can follow hashtag new fanny packs to find out how to do that in the future. Not right now. I haven't set it up yet. But that's how you do that.
Well, I mean, it seems to have a presence via you guys.
Yeah.
The hashtag
strong
guys.
Online presence between
we're
the two of us.
We're bringing them back.
What can you
I was
going
to say, you're also bringing back denim jackets, which I'm very happy about because I'm trying to bring back denim shirts. So
mm-hmm,
between the both of us, we might be able to bring back the whole Canadian tuxedo.
I think so. We can only hope.
Denim ties
and Will Smith's Miami. It's getting very 90s in here.
Yeah, absolutely. We got pretty 90s a couple episodes ago where we tried to just stick to 1995 references. Yeah. Although I was 4 years old at the time, so my knowledge was limited.
Yeah, I was 6.
I was.
Let's all just
born.
Go around and name our ages.
I was alive. I'm 87 years old.
Brian is 87.
I used to.
I'm actually a time traveler, so my age is irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
Well, what age are you in Guam time?
Guam time? I'm actually 13 hours older. 13 because that's how.
That's true. You're from the future, technically.
I'm from the future, and that's cool because like their motto on Guam, which is where I'm from.
Well, tell us. Well, 13 hours. Tell us how the show goes tonight.
Yeah, and everyone on Guam will be like, "We already know." No, it's actually the motto for Guam is where America's day begins because we're the easternmost.
Oh,
that's cool.
That's actually kind of a nice one. I thought you were about to lead with a bit.
No, that was a sincere shout out to Guam.
Go Guam.
Were you born in Guam? You mentioned this earlier.
Yeah, I was born and raised there.
Born and raised.
Yeah, I lived there until I was 21.
Oh, wow. Nice.
I mean, 16.
wait. We need to pause.
No, don't worry about it.
5 years of.
Don't worry about how old I am. well, forget about it. Yeah.
Well, you're only 17 now, so I was.
Yeah, exactly. Confused. Like it's the timeline's all off. I am a time traveler, so.
Right, that's true. From Guam,
that has been established.
Not a lot of open mics in Guam.
No, I didn't start doing comedy until a year after I moved to Gainesville.
Okay, cool.
But it's a tropical island. It's really great. It's like Puerto Rico, basically.
Rico. I've been there. That's a nice place.
It's a lot like Puerto Rico.
Is it as poor as Puerto Rico?
I mean, Puerto Rico's having trouble. I mean, we have like a really strong tourism economy.
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
Is it like Hawaii?
Yeah, it's like Hawaii.
I've been in Hawaii.
Although Hawaii has their own like thing, their own like branding and shit. And Guam's a little bit more chill about that kind
of
stuff. Right.
If only they had a name that didn't sound like some sort of waste product. Maybe they could, you know, like Hawaii.
You can blame your kind for that, okay, man? Because the white people came along and changed our name.
Did they? What was it prior?
Yeah, Calhoun.
It was Guahan. Guahan, which sounds very
But no one can say that.
Yeah, yeah. White people can say it. They're like, you're Guam now.
But
yeah,
we can say Hawaii.
What is it? Guahan?
That's kind of like our thing.
That sounds more like guano. No.
Yeah. Well, Guahan. It's like, welcome to beautiful Guahan. And so it's like, welcome to Guam, bitch. Like,
you're lucky it's not Steve Town.
Steve Town. That could have been
Steve Town, Guam.
Oh,
Steve Town was a hard second.
Yeah.
You can blame white people for Steve Town as well.
Yes. Steve Island.
Fucking Steve's on
Steve Island.
Steve Island.
I prefer Penn Island.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah.
Leave.
I'm going to have to leave now.
Won't be able to. It said Penn Island.
That was a really Ohio thing to say, man.
Yeah, I what think. An Ohio
If you
thing
write out
say.
Penn Island, it's just penis
oh,
land.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I don't know how to read.
So I was going to say, Brian, welcome to seventh grade.
I listened to Miami, and I pretty much dropped out of school right then and there.
There you go.
I was like, I pretty much got all
you
this shit
figured
out.
You mean fourth grade? You dropped out of fourth grade?
Yeah, I was like, fuck this shit. Like, I got this.
You got it figured out early.
Will Smith just taught me everything I needed to know. Then Wild West came out. Thank God.
Taught
me how to be an adolescent.
Yeah. Taught me how to ride a mechanical spider.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what we're touring in.
I listened to a podcast where someone was describing, they were talking about Wild Wild West, and a director who knew the director, excuse me, of the Wild Wild West had told him a few years prior to Wild Wild West that he wanted to do a Superman movie involving Superman fighting a giant spider.
Didn't that happen?
And it didn't happen, but a few years later, he noticed Wild Wild West was in production. They saw the trailer, and he saw this enormous mechanical spider. And he's like, all I could do is shake my head and go, he got his spider. Yeah. Why would they do that?
Spider movie.
What they were doing an analysis on, and they're like, everything on that damn mechanical spider had like a spider insignia on it. So when he was getting these custom-made like blade discs and stuff for this thing, he was just like, put a fucking spider on it.
Wow, that's really weird.
Honestly, that spider is what makes the most sense in that movie. It's all the other dumb shit.
I actually really liked Kevin Klein in that movie. I thought
Kevin
he did a
Klein
good job.
Kevin Klein doesn't even like Kevin Klein in that movie.
I loved his part in that movie.
Kevin Klein was like, remember when I was in the Birdcage and that was a cool one? Was that him in the Birdcage?
That's Gene Hackman.
I was thinking of In-N-Out, where he plays a gay. Never mind. That's like that's a super joint. 90s reference.
In-N-Out.
That's In-N-Out. A burger joint.
What year is it?
1997, precisely.
Time is irrelevant.
Time is irrelevant. What was I going to ask you about Guam? Oh, my God. I can't remember.
Ask away. Fire away.
Oh, I was going to ask when you moved to Gainesville, was it your entire familia that moved to Gainesville?
No, and actually that's the right word, too. So good for you. No, it was just me, and I had a friend. I was, looking to move to the States, as we call it, and I was like, I don't know where to move. And I was actually going to move to Portland, Oregon, and I decided to go to Gainesville instead, which is completely opposite, and it didn't make any fucking
pretty
sense.
Opposite.
Yeah. I was like, I wanted to, go and be, depressed and, in the higher climate, but I think I'm going to go and sweat and be depressed. Yeah.
You look like you spiritually belong in Portland, Oregon.
Thank you. Sounds like a really underhanded insult.
No, I mean, she was watching Netflix and she was watching Gainslandia.
Yeah,
Gainslandia.
And she was like, "I gotta go there.
This is more important."
Actually, Gainesville has a show now, and it's on CMT. And it's called Gainesville.
No, it doesn't.
Really?
Yeah, it's on a reality CMT. TV show called Gainesville, and I don't know how many seasons it has, but I think it had one season.
It's a reality TV show. You gotta get on that.
I really actually, one of my shitty coworkers from the first bar I ever worked at.
What's their name? Let's name
it. Yeah. No.
Where do they live?
She looks like a low rent snooki, which is crazy, right? Oh. But but she got on that show and we all just laughed and laughed because she's basically the worst person in the world. But the whole thing makes Gainesville look like country as hell, and it's actually like a pretty cool collegey town. I mean, some parts of it are cool and collegey, and then some.
Wait, there's an actual college in Gainesville?
Yeah, University of Florida. It's
I see.
Actually, one of the biggest campuses in the country.
Yeah, that's the Gators, right?
The giant one.
Yeah. The rivals of the.
I don't fucking know.
Everybody else.
Everyone else. Good answer.
Everyone in that area.
I don't follow it at all. I don't get it.
Yeah,
Alabama. But anyways.
The only reasons I know is because of all the swag that was in all the grocery stores in Orlando. But yeah. It was something. It was information that I was unwillingly given.
On their high horse, having fucking groceries.
How dare you? How dare you put propaganda in our grocery stores? I just go there for fruits and vegetables.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you don't.
You look like a pizza roll.
Yeah, I was gonna go there for Hydrox.
I was gonna say Bagel Bites. That's somebody. Pegged you.
I look like a Bagel Bites boy.
Bagel Bites and pizza rolls.
Yeah, it's together, when stuffed inside each other.
When I feel zesty, I get the Bagel Bite. Yeah. I'm not. I don't eat vegetables.
Yeah.
Well, I eat vegetables actually, but it's gross ones that are fried. Probably.
I take zero offense.
Yeah.
I forget what I was gonna say. Let's just fill up the rest of the podcast with us and ums.
Things that you eat.
Oh, you know what I want to do? I want to subject you to random acts of questioning.
Random acts of
adventuring. We have these questions that we don't know the source of, and then we ask our guests them.
So where do you get them?
We don't know the source.
A guy just sends you a letter.
Yeah.
So whimsical.
A guess by our previous guest, Chad Weaver, was that they came from. Why can't I remember his name? That's irrelevant.
Chad
at this
Weaver.
Point.
I know Chad Weaver.
Teen comedian?
Chad Weaver, teen comedian.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Teen comedian?
Yeah, he's a teen.
Fuck that guy.
He only performs for teen comedians.
Not for teens, but for teen comedians.
Oh, okay. I was like, if he's 14 doing comedy, I'm going to beat him up.
Yeah, he's like super young, right?
He's 21 now.
Oh, he looks super young.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, he looks.
He's funny.
We share a birthday, me and Chad Weaver.
He probably doesn't even know what Miami is. Yeah. The song or the place.
Let's hope he never finds out.
Brian could educate him.
Oh, I'll see him tonight.
All right, here we go.
That's probably true.
If you had the choice, this is for both of you. Okay. So answer at the exact same time.
Not for me.
If you had the choice of robbing a pretzel salesman and my dear Aunt Sally, who would you rob?
Oh.
If you had the choice between robbing
your
a pretzel
aunt
salesman
specifically, let's get let's
and
get
my
that.
Dear Aunt Sally. According to the question, I cannot question the question.
Can I steal a pretzel from the dude and then beat up your aunt with the pretzel to rob her?
Yes.
Yes. They are enormous pretzels.
That's my answer.
The pretzels are baguette-sized.
And they're one of those really hard pretzels.
They're really hard. Yeah.
Get a fucking bludgeon.
Yes.
Somebody with a pretzel. Super it's on my sharp. Bucket list. I have to do it.
By the way, Aunt Sally, he's coming for you.
Yeah, it's a really tough moral quandary for me because I love pretzels.
Rara, I have
you
to
hate
take.
Older
I do have to
women.
Take points
and
away
I just
from
hate
you.
Older women. Yeah. What?
I do have to take points away from you because you did not answer at the exact same time.
Shit. Fuck that up. Sorry.
These points are really weird.
Yeah, hey, you can't question the points either. You're not allowed to.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to ask you another question.
Oh, I want
to
ask it.
Johnny is going to ask.
You're
going to
call me Tyler.
Tyler Bucks, friend of the show. We have to say it at least once an episode.
All right, here we go. I need some music.
Indeed.
Thank you. How much do you? How much do you weigh in almonds?
In almonds?
Oh fuck! That's
how many almonds?
Now remember, in order to get all the points, you have to answer at the exact same time.
Three. Two, one,
four.
I want to say like 5,000.
Four giant almonds.
Just let you know, no. Ryan's
what?
Just incredibly
Excuse
small.
Okay, almonds or almond trees?
Trying to say I'm a bunch of almonds?
No, not just.
See, I mean, the listener can't see
I've been
this, but Ryan
out.
Is incredibly small. Yeah. And Rara is incredibly large.
I'm huge.
Rara's
I'm
using
6'9".
I feel
chairs,
like 5,000 almonds doesn't even weigh that much.
5,000 almonds is probably...
That's like probably like my foot.
Let's get the almond farmers on the phone.
How what, much... Siri, does a... how much does an almond fucking weigh?
How much does an almond fucking weigh? Word it in that
it
exact way.
Like...
What's that?
I wonder how big almonds can get.
I don't know. I mean, all I know is that we're spending a lot of water on them out in California.
Yeah. I don't think we need to make them bigger, actually, because that would just mean more water, right?
I've seen some big almonds.
I like the Snickers almonds.
Yeah.
Tell us all about them. When was the first time you had a Snickers almond?
Well, I work at a liquor store, and we don't get a lot of food there. It's like chips and candy that drunk people eat, so they think they're sobering up.
Yeah.
So
this will keep the cops at bay.
Yeah.
This Snickers almond.
If I eat this, I won't beat my wife later.
It's funny you said that. One of my favorite memories of this shitty bar I used to go to in Hartford, there used to be a hot dog cart that would set up outside the let out of this bar because it was like the most popping like college bar.
Okay.
I remember this guy, he was just like face fucking like three hot dogs. Like he was just chowing.
Oh my God.
But he was screaming at everybody walking. I was like, everybody eat a hot dog so you can drive home. Like, and I was like,
he came
was
all the way from Brooklyn?
Yeah, he was just like hammered, but like. Like, he's like, if you eat a hot dog, they can't arrest you.
Like, sound logic.
Officer, I like this
before,
guy.
Before I answer any questions.
I need a hot dog so I can drive home.
Yeah, you're right.
I need a hot
that
dog.
That guy said it.
You can't actually approach my car because I had three hot dogs today. After I
can
was
you roll
drunk.
Down the window, please? Smells like hot dogs in here.
A little suspicious.
The fella's been doing a little bit of... Nibbling on hot dogs.
A little bit nibbling.
You got to a baseball game recently?
Yeah.
All right. What we're going to do, a feature we like to do when we try to get to know people. It's a little feature we like to call Outdo Me. All right, we all know how to play this game.
Yeah, we do. Except
but
we
I'm
going
to explain it anyway. The way we play Outdo Me is very simple. It's we will have two people pitted against each other in harsh battle. One will mention a noun. Anything. It could be two words. It could be a run-on sentence.
But it has to be a noun.
It has to be a noun.
No verbs.
No verbs. No adverbs.
Or adjectives.
And then the next person will outdo that noun with something that is objectively better.
Yes.
And who will be judging this? The two people that are not participating.
The two
it's
people
very
that
simple.
Are not playing.
Right, great.
And we're going to have...
And
no,
it's completely just opinion-based?
Oh, yes. Oh, no.
How
it's
dare
strict.
You, sir? There is a
very strict
set of rules
All right.
that we will not disclose.
And points are awarded.
And we're, you know what we're going to have? We're gonna
Can
have
I have an example round?
No.
Sure. All right.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys talk about it for a couple
here we go,
minutes?
Here we go.
We'll go first.
Here we
so
go.
You understand.
Johnny and I will go first.
Okay.
And you two
and
will
you
be the
judge.
Okay.
So you have to say if one of our things doesn't actually outdo the other person.
We've been on the road for a while, so we're probably pretty in sync right now.
Yeah,
okay.
I think so.
All right.
Well, we'll see. We might pit you against each
okay.
other. All right, here we go. We'll have Johnny begin.
Okay. Nickels.
Felt.
Okay. Shag carpet.
Roast duck.
All right, I get it.
All right, this is about to get real weird.
Here we go.
I thought he was going to say felt again. I was like at the edge of my seat. Like, oh, just say felt again.
Alas, I did not. All right, let's have. All right, we're gonna have Brian. It's, you think you're in sync, so you think you guys can outdo each other pretty well. So we're gonna be the judges.
Okay.
We're gonna. Ladies first. We'll have Rara go.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Start low.
Okay.
Or not.
Gas station pickles.
Ooh, those are actually okay. Oh man. Oh, you've said Brian.
That's pretty low.
Oh shit, was that? I felt like it was pretty low for him.
That's pretty good.
He literally likes anything else. So.
Personalized pens.
Ooh, that's pretty.
Not great, but better than pickles.
Labatt Blue.
Better than pens, I would say.
Absolutely, I love Labatt.
Yeah.
We're having it now.
The Czechoslovakian flag.
That's much better.
That's true. That is better than Labatt.
I love the Czechoslovakian.
If I could have my own flag.
Nazi geese.
Yes.
I don't think there's anything better than that.
Not much.
Nazi geese.
Not much.
That's pretty tough.
I don't want to go into it, but we were talking about that on the way here.
You were talking about Nazi geese specifically?
The Nazis used to use geese to sick on people.
It's a real
thing.
No way.
She didn't believe me, and I was like,
I had to ask my brother, who speaks German and lived in Germany for a while. I was like, hey, man, how do you say release the geese? And he's like, Lock machen die Guns. And I'm like, how did he's like, guns. And he's like, it literally translates to loose the goose.
That is amazing.
So that's
loose the goose. Let's keep things loosey goosey.
So Nazi geese. I'm gonna say America.
Oh, that does beat Nazi geese.
Maybe loosey goosey.
Oh, I got one. Canadian healthcare.
Ooh, now that does beat America.
Donald Trump.
Oh man!
Nope, you lose.
Brian has.
Well, you guys
lost.
Can just go back to Mexico then. I don't even care.
You can head on back to Pennsylvania.
I told them to go back to Mexico. I told
you told them to go to.
Did
hey y'all on the radio because you called in on the phone right?
Yeah, and they told me Trump was a hometown hero to Altoona, Pennsylvania. So
that was an off mic.
All the other comedians had brought it up on stage, and then I brought it up because I was talking about the interview and how. Poorly it went.
Oh yeah.
So I told the whole crowd to go back to Mexico.
Oh, the debate you mean between Hillary and
huh?
Trump? Or you said no. Interview? Oh, the interview on the radio.
Oh,
sorry,
we didn't talk about that on the podcast.
No, we did. I was trying to link it back. But yeah, the off mic conversation about
I was just trying to.
Well,
silly.
You just no, don't go anywhere, listeners. They're gone.
Yeah. All the Mexicans.
Yeah.
Well, it's appropriate because we've reached the end of the show. I know, we're all just so sad.
Oh, no. Oh. Did I get the show deported?
No. You guys are going to
more or less.
We're going to send you out on a dinghy, but we do have one last feature. What's that feature, Johnny?
Well, I would guess that it starts with a... Oh.
We're all going to fuck. I knew it.
Okay, everyone. Single file?
My pants have been off the entire podcast.
I haven't stretched yet. Wait.
It's
Pilates.
Get a little yoga in here. Bitch.
You never get it.
I'll get it one day.
No, you won't.
All right. We shall begin with our guests. Well, Rara, what do you have to plug besides this wonderful tour that you are currently on?
Well, I have my own podcast. I do it very infrequently, but it's really fun. It's called How Shit's Probably Made.
Okay.
How
nice.
Shit's Probably Made. I like that.
And that's me and my buddy Tommy Seitz, and we always have a guest.
Tommy Seitz, friend of the show.
Yeah, Tommy. Tommy Seitz in Gainesville, Florida. Shout out. And
we'll
you can also follow me on Twitter or on Twitter I'm Rara Comedy, RARA Comedy, and on Instagram Rara Immler.
Were you named after a cheerleader cheer?
Yes.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
Brian,
when's this coming out?
This is coming out October.
Nope.
Couple weeks from now.
Yeah.
Like how?
Let's find out with my handy dandy.
Because that really depends on what I'm plugging.
That's a good point.
That's a good point. Well, you can plug past stuff,
too.
What
is it, like 2 weeks from?
2014, I'll be somewhere.
It'll be out.
It'll be the...
October 11th.
October 11th.
Okay, so I'll be in Pittsburgh. October 15th.
Nice.
We do have some people
three shows at the Arcade Comedy Theater. I'm doing the 8, 10, and midnight show.
Oh, nice.
There. And that's it. Then I'm going to Boston.
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 What date are you going to be in Boston?
October 21st.
Have you been there pretty frequently too?
Yeah, because I go to Boston
proximity.
Also. Yeah.
You're in a nice little cozy spot. Where
hour
you can...
and a half from New York or Boston.
Hell yeah! Is that via train or car?
You can just drive
in your tour mobile.
I take the train in New York sometimes, but you can't take a train.
We have our own sub. It's a Chevy.
Do you? Does it have a
Chevy fucking sub?
Chevy sub.
They make subs now.
Real reliable, American made. It's got the centipede wheels and everything. Just
American
like
made,
earlier.
French pronounced.
Chevrolet.
Chevrolet.
Brayon Bourgogneier. I'll get it someday. Yeah. I'll get it someday. Johnny does not have a Twitter.
No.
So you cannot follow him.
Nope.
Don't you dare even try.
Even if you try.
And if you want to make a fake one, please fucking do.
Please.
I just thought of that.
I think it'd be really funny.
Johnny Trowbridge.
Actually, don't do that. I don't
please,
want you to do that.
Please do that. Someone.
I don't want you to do that.
For the listeners doing air quotes.
Yeah.
But Johnny, instead of having a social media presence, you work on projects.
Yes, I do.
On the sub. Mm-hmm. And what have you worked on this week?
Well, I'm actually working for the police now.
I have a quick question. Is it the hot air balloon police?
No.
Okay.
It's actually the Zorball police.
The Zorball?
The Zorb. You know what a Zorball is?
No, I don't.
A Zorball is, these are real. They are these giant inflatable balls of plastic.
Give us a hand visualization for the listener.
It is.
You know what a ball is?
Yeah.
It's round thing.
They're about like.
How many sides?
They're like.
On this ball?
12 feet tall.
Okay.
And they're,
oh, God.
They're aerated. Not maybe 12 feet, maybe like 9 feet tall.
Okay.
And you can get inside them.
Okay.
And then you roll places in them.
Okay, yeah.
Like a hamster ball.
Like a hamster ball.
The hamster ball police.
Anyway, I made them for the police. So they have sirens, and they can roll around and catch people.
Oh, brilliant.
Yes, and knock people down where they
How have they not them. Thought of this before?
So you they know, cut down on deep sea crime?
They use it on mountains, actually.
Oh,
they're only so you can roll. So it's exclusively downhill policing.
Only downhill.
All right.
They do well in
I feel like that's pretty
San
solid.
Francisco.
Man,
they
this
do well.
Recession's affecting everybody. You know?
It's really hitting us all pretty hard.
It's actually very expensive.
I have plugs for the show. You can follow the show on Twitter at Tunbelievables because we don't have at Unbelievables because there are squatters. And they exist. So
squatting your Facebook page?
Our Twitter.
How are they getting Wi-Fi?
I'd love to know. Maybe one day...
Russian hackers, that's how.
Maybe if people donate to the show, we can buy the rights to the proper Twitter
handle.
From
Dimitri.
You asshole, Dimitri. We're coming
the
for
Russian
you.
Hacker.
We have you targeted with our nuclear
missiles.
Dimitri.
I'll hook you up.
All right, thanks. That'd be great. Thanks, Brian.
Is
we appreciate
jerk?
It. You can follow me on Twitter at Mike_Calhoun if you want to hear about soccer news.
Yeah, soccer.
Or hear me. Well, actually, I don't do political posts anymore.
Oh, you like
because
soccer? Oh,
because of Charles.
Fucking Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate, but you like soccer. That's cool.
Thanks, Brian.
I like soccer also.
Do you? Yeah. But you're not a Crystal Palace fan?
Liverpool, actually.
That's
see,
I like
place.
To follow Liverpool.
Yeah.
We just got Benteke, so I was very happy for that.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. What, are you sad about that?
A little bit.
Benteke
we still have Jera.
Player.
He's only... So, what, did he retire?
No, he's in the Galaxy now. L.A.
Oh, he made it.
He's there now.
He went to America.
Yeah. At the top.
He's that's where they go.
Los Blancos,
that's
too.
That's where European players go? To America to do soccer? Why would they ever do that?
To make some real money.
Yeah.
They don't,
that's where the fans
they
are
They don't
at.
Not make money,
truly.
That's for sure. Gerard's making tons.
Yeah.
And so is Villa. Let's get into our
Pancho Villa?
We'll get into our soccer podcast another time.
Davi.
But I'm happy to hear a fellow soccer fan is in the sub with me. Shout out to Crystal Palace. Anyway, forget what I was saying. Oh, you can visit our website. We have a website, which is great. It's at the U-Boat. Or it's not at. It's www.theuboat.com, which I love the name of, and it was brought to fruition by my clever co-host here.
Yeah,
don't say
up.
Anything else.
Okay.
I don't think we have anything else to plug. Just listen to the show. Share with your friends. Please donate to the show if you can. But first, I should shout out to this group. I'm going to find it on Facebook right now because it's that important. There was a couple in Northeast Ohio that went through a terrible tragedy. They their house burned down. They're newlyweds. And,
oh, jeez.
Yeah, they actually suffered some terrible injuries, and it's really sad. And I'd like to direct some traffic their way. Let me find. We'll cut out this dead air. No, we won't.
No, we won't.
We don't cut things. It's beautiful. Let's see here.
It's not dead air. You're talking about their predicament.
That's right. Not dead air.
Yeah. Very true. Pete and Victoria. Pete and Victoria Daily. There is currently a GoFundMe for them. You can find it on GoFundMe. They are suffering terribly with medical bills and their house burned down, which is absolutely awful. And so we're trying to get some money raised for them so they can move on from this absolute terrible tragedy. Hate to bring it down at the end of the episode, but
yeah, right.
Sometimes serious things have to be brought up. So thanks for listening. Share with your friends. I want to thank my guests, Brian and Rara, for being with me, being here on their tour, stopping
by.
Thanks
for having us.
Absolutely.
A lot of fun.
Thanks for having us.
Guys, come out to the Water Street Tavern in the past. but come out each week. It's a great show run by Anthony Savat. Always well done. Always got some great people on the show. I'm on the show frequently, so just, you know, take a smoke break during my set. But, yeah, we'll be back next week. Thanks so much. Goodbye.